out to the 20-yard line. We've got a timeout. 8:53 to go, first half. All Vandals here at the Kibbe Dome, 30-8 Idaho on 1430 KLO.
Medical Home Health Equipment can assist you with all of your medical needs. They carry a full line of sports medicine such as ankle, wrist, elbow.
As the number one quarterback, but injured himself, and Brennan took over. Here's a throw across the middle, incomplete. Intended for Gary, who took the hit afterward. Derek Beatty undercut him at the 50-yard line and sent him sprawling, but the pass was a little bit too high.
It was short arm on that one by Kyle Gary on the quick seam up the middle. Brandon led him a little too far. Derek Beatty, who was in the game at free safety on that play, as Weber State tries to make some changes on the secondary to try and figure out a way to stop this potent Idaho Vandal passing game. But just short-armed it. The ball could have been probably cut, but this is something we haven't seen all year. We see Derek Beatty in the game now at free safety.
Hamay has some room to the 30 to the 35. Cuts it back to the 40 to the 41, first down. 11-yard gain by Sheridan May. And a Vandal first down. Under 8 minutes to go here in the first half. 7:56 remaining. And the clock will stop as they move the chains for the first down. Vandals have two timeouts remaining here in the half. And their offense has been very, very potent so far, led by Sheridan May, who's probably closing in on 100 yards already. Again, his last two outings against Weber State, he has gone for over 200 each time. He had 65 first quarter yards. He is at least 85 in this game. And here's the handoff. Joel Thomas, the backup running back, has room to the 45, scoots to the 50, and another first down to the Weber State 48. Doesn't matter if it's May or Thomas. Both of the running backs are gaining a lot of yards on the ground here in this game.
Joel Thomas already is a great running back, but he's going to be fantastic here the next 2 years. Stands only 5'7", but weighs 213 pounds. Just a little fireball and extremely fast. Could possibly be even faster than May. He appears to be quicker than May, but just an outstanding running back himself.
And the Vandals in Wildcat territory at the 48. Wildcat's a four-man front. Brennan will hand off to Thomas again to the 45. Still on his feet to the 41. Well, he was tackled to the 45, it looked like. Then he scooted ahead and picked up four extra yards. Ball at the 41-yard line. 6:54 to go here in the first half. 30-8 Idaho. Some scores from around the nation. Arizona leading USC 14-7. That's in the second quarter in a Pac-10 battle, which is one that will go a long way in determining the Pac-10 champion if Oregon stumbles in their last couple of games. They will play a little bit later on at Stanford. Back to pass, Brennan, all sorts of time. Deep down the near sideline, incomplete. Had two men in the vicinity. Keith Neal was there and Dwight McKenzie. And it was 5 yards beyond both of the receivers. It'll be third down and four.
Well, that's one good thing about putting Derek Beatty at free safety, which he was on that play and has been on this entire series, is as the free safety, he's not going to get beat deep. He is back there playing center field, and he was the deepest man in that play and actually had good coverage underneath on the receiver. But right now, kind of a makeshift defensive secondary. We got Jamarcus Stewart in at one corner, Ian Franklin at the other. Nick McDaniel at one of the safeties, and Derek Beatty is the free safety right now.
Third and four, they set up a screen, well set up. It's caught at the 40, to the 35, to the 30. A flag is down to the 25 and to the 22. Andy Gilroy, the tight end, caught it, but the flag is down right where they were setting the screen up. That usually means the offensive team did a little bit of holding to get that man open.
There's no doubt about that. This play is going to come back. There was holding at about the 39-yard line, and it was rather obvious.
And this time the call does go against the Vandals. First call that has gone the way of the Wildcats in this game. The Wildcats have had some big calls against them, but this one will be brought back on the holding against Idaho. That will negate a 19-yard gain and a first down, and it will send the Vandals back at their own 48. Ball is placed down on the far hash mark, the big script I in the middle of the field, Vandals across it. As the Vandals play at the Kibbe Dome for the final time this year, they head to Boise next week for a big game against the Broncos.
By next year, Kurt, maybe they're saying they might lift the roof off the thing or lift it up and raise it up higher so they can put more seats in here.
Yeah, they need to get 30,000 seats. in order to become Division I. Brennan, all sorts of time again. His pass complete and then dropped and recovered by Weber State. No, they say incomplete pass. Oh, that's another terrible call. That was caught by Kyle Gary. He ran 2 yards, was popped and hit by Jamarcus Stewart. The ball knocked loose and recovered by the Wildcats, and then a late official comes up and says no catch, incomplete pass, but it'll be fourth down. That is another flat-out easy one for the officials, and they didn't get it.
I mean, it's right in front of us, right in front of the Weber State bench, the coaching staff, and they are livid on this sideline, and they have reason to be. He ran 2 steps, looked upfield, and Jamarcus Stewart tackled, put a big hit on the football, definite fumble, and just another poor call.
Eddie Howard to punt it away. It will be caught by Pokey Eckford at the 10. He is hit at the 8 and dropped right there. Pokey Eckford had nowhere to go. And 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 Vandals come up off the pile. There was no blocking around Eckford. He was left on that island to get smothered, and he was. 5:47 to play in the half. Weber State trailing 30-8. They'll mark the ball at the 9-yard line. Dave, the Wildcats have not had any field position in this game. They had the position last time they had it after the fumble recovery by Tom Smith and couldn't do anything with it. But just about every single possession has started inside their own 20-yard line. Trips to the right for the Wildcats. Martin, 2-step drop, quick throw, complete. Norvell Young at the 15-yard line, still on his feet, hit and knocked down at the 16. Norvell Young is a guy who has been very silent the last couple of weeks. Didn't even catch a pass last week. Young out of Modesto, California. 5'11", 175 junior. That's his 20th catch of the year. It'll be marked at the 16-yard line. Second down and 4 for the Cats. 5 minutes and 16 seconds to go here in the opening half. The Wildcat offense needs to mount some kind of a drive here. They've got to sustain it and get some more points. Counterplay left, Von Robinson, nowhere to go. He will lose a yard to the 15. Tackle made off the right side of the defense by Dan Zimmer and Ryan Phillips. Boy, the running game for the Wildcats, and I know Dave Arslanian mentioned in the pregame talk that Idaho likes to stop the running game, and so far they have. They make you pass to win. That's what Montana was able to do. That's the Vandals' only loss this year, but the Cats have not been able to pass it either. Third down and 5 from the 15. In motion, far side. Martin throws off the back foot, complete, and then dropped by McNerney. Would have been right at the first down stick. Instead, it'll be fourth down for Weber State. 4:23 to go in the half. Well, another three and out for the Wildcats. They will have to punt it away, and again, pretty much standing in their own end zone to kick it. That pass from Martin toward McNerney a little bit behind him, and he just couldn't hold on to it. Gunderson, for the fourth time in this game, will be standing in his own end zone to punt it away. Kyle Gary waiting at midfield for this kick. Last time, Gunderson had a great kick and kicked it out of bounds. And he will kick it right toward the sideline again. Fair catch called for and taken by Gary at his own 47. So the Vandals with great position again. They have had the field position all game long. 4:17 to go here in the opening half. 30-8. Idaho has dominated this game. They took their opening possession, 76 yards and 7 plays. Dwight McKenzie, a 19-yard pass from Brian Brennan for the touchdown to make it 7-0. After a safety, when Brian Martin was ruled for intentionally grounding a pass as he was running in his own end zone, they were able to get a 47-yard pass, Kyle Gary from Brennan, to make it 16-0. Cats made it 16-8 with their only touchdown, a fumble recovery in the end zone by Ron McCall on special teams. Sheridan May hand up, big hole up the middle, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, and to the Weber State 38. Rob Hitchcock finally got him after a gain of 13. Gary caught his second touchdown pass of the game, a 4-yarder from Brennan, to make it 23-8. And then Sheridan May's one-yard run, breaking an NCAA 1AA record for career touchdowns to make it 30-8. That's where we stand with 4 minutes to go in the half. First down at the Weber State 38. Three receivers left and a handoff. Joel Thomas up the middle, big hole to the 30, and another first down to the 28. A gain of 12 more. They'll mark it at the 26-yard line as he spurts ahead to get a couple of extra yards. So two quick openers with May and Thomas showing their bursts of speed
through large holes.
Very large holes. First down for the Vandals at the Wildcat 26. Cats are back on their heels now on defense. Again, the trips formation to the near side for Brennan, who's under center with the one running back. That's Joel Thomas. And Thomas will get the call, this time off the right side as a man in front of him gets a good block off the sideline to the 20 and another first down to the 15. Another gain of 12. 12, 12, and 12. Three first downs on three runs, and the ball will be marked at the 14. 3:24 to play here in the half. And the Vandals don't even need to throw the ball. Just hand it to these guys in the backfield. Jim Mills was in front, made a good block. The weak side tackle from Marysville, Washington. First down and 10 at the 14. Sheridan May is back in, trying to add to his career touchdown records. Again, the trips to the near side for the Vandals, wearing their black uniforms with the gold helmets. Handoff May, hit at the backfield to 20, gets away to the 15 and to the 14. He'll gain yardage on that play when he shouldn't have. Flags come in. Some heated exchanges as a helmet flies off the center, Eric Johnson. His helmet flew about 10 yards away when Pat Henderson gave him a pretty good shot, and the late flag came in. Going to be a personal foul against somebody.
I think it's going to be against Pat Henderson, who's going to come out of the game. But, maybe...
No, now they're going to wave the flag off.
Oh, Kurt, this officiating crew has been off, has been downright awful this first half. That's the offensive lineman. It appeared to be Eric Johnson, the center, who got tangled up Pat Henderson out in the flat. And Henderson just was in the ruckus, just spun him, and his helmet and Johnson's helmet went flying off. The official throws the flag, and then I don't know. He's going to give each team a pep talk now and and slap everybody on the wrist and tell them not to do a hand and not do it anymore. But these guys are just terrible today.
Yeah, the calls, the obvious ones that are just right out in front of them are the ones that they've missed so far in this game. So they take the flag and they stick it back in the back pocket where it belongs, and it'll be second down and 9 from the 14 with 2:53 to go in the half. Vandals on the drive again. Play action. Brennan rolling to the left. Still looking. Now he'll tuck it in and run. He's at the 10, at the 5, and buried. Well, he was just about ready to dive into the end zone when he thought otherwise. And it was Nick McDaniel who had to come up and make the final stop. It'll be first and goal Vandals at the 2-yard line is where they mark the football.
After
2:41 to play in the half.
He scrambled for how many yards?
12.
Exactly.
It has been a drive of 12s, but now all they need is two. And I think we're going to see number 32 come in the ball game. Nope, we're not. We're going to see Joel Thomas replace Sheridan May. Double tight end. They pick up and move the one tight end out of the right side. That's a strong side, and they hand it off to Joel Thomas. Touchdown, Idaho. Thomas right over the right side, following Jay Lukes and Jim Mills, and the Vandals add to their lead. 36-8, Idaho. Nothing fancy about that. They just set up on the strong side with the tight end set up on that right side. And they plowed the Weber State defense back into the end zone and tack on six more. So another extra point attempt from Ryan Wolverton, who is 42 of 43 on the year. And the kick is up, and it's good. 2:18 to go before halftime. Vandals 36, Wildcats 8. We'll back after this break on 1430 KLO.
When you choose IHC Health Plans, you're choosing some of the best medical care available in the country. McCady Hospital and its clinics. Take the women and children's services at McCady's Northern Utah High Risk Birthing Center. McCady's specialists can test and treat moms-to-be for any risks months before the baby is born. Tiny newborns benefit from the sophisticated technology, experienced medical team, and the newborn intensive care unit. In fact, national surveys consistently rank McCady as one of the best newborn facilities in the country. And keep this in mind, with one of the finest hospitals in Utah and 8 clinics in Weber and North Davis counties, complete health care has never been so convenient or so affordable. Independent surveys have proven that IHC's not-for-profit healthcare system is 30% less than the national average. McCady Hospital, nationally ranked and locally operated.
This is the 5,000-watt Wildcat, AM 1430, KLO.
Kurt Wilson and Dave Steierman back in the Kibbe Dome, Moscow, Idaho, where the Idaho Vandals have been very, very impressive here in the first half, leading 37-8. Still got 2 minutes plus remaining in the first half. Boyd Harris will be by at halftime to update all the scores from around the nation. This kick will be taken at the 6-yard line. Out to the 10 is Carter, the 15, a big hole to the 20, to the 25, trying to get outside of the 30, and out of bounds at the 35. Reggie Carter, the tackle is made by the kicker, Eddie Howard, the barefooted kicker who lost his mouthpiece in the process. And now runs back to get his tee. Makes a tackle, loses his mouthpiece.
I mean, he's wearing like a water slipper on his left foot or something. He kicks barefooted. Nothing on that foot. But his left foot, he doesn't even have it. It's like a water moccasin. It kind of looks like Jeff Simon, the beat writer for the kind of shoes he wears.
Oh, my. He's not here to defend himself. From the shotgun, Martin set it up a middle screen to Norvell Young, but he won't get much. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage to the 36, and that's it. Oh, poor Jeff Simon getting pummeled with it. And I'm the one you were teasing me about my shoes a little bit earlier here.
Well, I teased him, and then I teased you, and then I looked down at Simon's shoes, and...
And you thought otherwise about teasing me.
I thought, I'm not going to, one guy gets the shoe barrage just once a day, but he's got his coming, too.
Well, his wardrobe, I mean, Don Knotts and Andy Griffith wore his type of wardrobes in Mayberry. Here's a throw across the middle neck for an incomplete. He tried to hop up, was a little bit behind him, and that would have been for a short gain anyway. Trying to open something up for Pokey. Ryan Stranley got a fingertip on it to tip it. Well, you mentioned during the pregame that Pokey Eckford needed to have a big game, and he has been unheard from so far in this game. Don't think he's caught a pass at all. A minute 32 to play here in the half. 37-8. Vandals with the lead. Third down and 10. Vandals still have 2 timeouts left. If the Cats don't get the first down here, they might use them to get the ball back and try to get some more points before halftime. 3 receivers to the near side. And Martin back with heavy pressure in his face. He's going to drop the football. It's going to be picked up on the run and into the end zone for a touchdown for Idaho. Barry Mitchell picked it up and runs it into the end zone. Trouble at the 20-yard line. And the ball just popped loose, and Mitchell on the run picked it up in stride on one hop and rumbles the 20 yards into the end zone, and this is getting very ugly here at the Kibbe Dome. It's 43-8. Well, not the way the Wildcats wanted to end their season, a chance for a winning season. Now it's going to be how many points can the Vandals be held to before this one's over. They have scored over 55 points last year. They scored over the 50 mark 2 years ago, and they're going to get it again today. Wolverton, extra point is good. We'll break it with a minute 24 to go in the half, 43-8 Idaho. Back after this on KLO.
Hi, I'm Roger Young with the all-new Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC Truck in Layton. Right now is an exciting time for us and our customers.
We're moving into our brand new building. We're still finishing out the final steps of construction, but that means big, big savings to you. We not only have many new 94s available, but we have loads of 95s arriving daily. With the move and construction still going on, I must reduce prices on our large GM inventory to make room. We've reduced the prices on all our new 94 Pontiacs, Cadillacs, and GMC trucks. Right now, you can save thousands. That's right, right here in Layton, you can save hundreds and even thousands. And we have a great selection, too. Grand Ams, Grand Prix, Firebirds, Transams, DeVilles, and Sevilles. Two- and four-wheel drives, regular cabs and extended cabs, Jimmys and Suburbans. You name it, we've got it. Come on into the all-new Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC truck and take advantage of our stressed-out moving sale. This only happens once every 50 years, so don't miss it right here in Layton.
Wildcat football is on AM 1430 KLO.
Idaho with the lead, and the kickoff will be taken in the end zone by the Wildcats. Reggie Carter to the 5, up the middle of the 10, to the 15, picks his way to the 20, still on his feet to the 24, and Cats will start it out with a minute 18 to go. A big cheer just went up here at the Kibbe Dome because they have announced that Idaho State has upset Montana. Idaho State 28, Montana 23 today in Pocatello. That means that with an Idaho win today and a Boise win next today against Eastern, it would set up the conference championship game in Boise next week for the automatic berth into the 1AA playoffs between Idaho and Boise State.
Well, go figure, Kurt. Weber State blows Idaho State out last week. Not even a ball game. 40-6 Wildcat Stadium. And bounces back and beats an extremely more talented team in Montana in the dome in Pocatello.
Pump fake, Martin going down the sideline, incomplete, underthrowing Norvell Young. It'll bring up second down at 10. And the Boise State Broncos having a tough time in the elements up in Cheney in the rain and the cold. They lead Eastern Washington 9-6 in the third quarter. Northern Arizona in the second, shutting out Cal Northridge 13-0. Lumberjacks playing their final game of the year. So at Montana now losing two in a row, but they had to play today without Dave Dickinson. Burt Wilberger had to start at quarterback. And Idaho State wins at 28-23. Will not win the Big Sky again this year. They will be denied their back-to-back championships. And it'll be Idaho and Boise State to fight it out. Here's a handoff counterplay. Robinson, oh, he is going to be knocked for a loss. Back in the 10, he fumbles it. The Vandals will cover it and run into the end zone for a touchdown. Oh, my. Duke Garrett picked it up at the 8-yard line after Robinson had already lost 15 yards. He had eight men in his face, fumbled the ball, and Garrett picks it up and runs it in. Oh, the Wildcats have had all sorts of problems in this game. Second straight possession, they have fumbled it with the Vandals picking it up and running it into the end zone for the score. Duke Garrett, the senior, rambles 7 yards, picking up Von Robinson's fumble. 50-8, first half score with a minute 5 to go in the half. Now the offense of the Vandals and the defense, they have done it all. Wolverton, extra point good. We'll take a break. 1 minute and 5 seconds to go. The Wildcats just want to get rid of this first half. It has been a nightmare. 51-8 Idaho. Back after this on KLO.
What if you could take your film to a friendly little photo lab with lab technicians who have years of experience? A place that could do a great job on your rolls, reprints, enlargements, and E6 slide film. And what if this place made specialty photos like photo Christmas cards, wedding announcements, and photos from slides? You'd go there, right? Then go. You'll find it at 16th and Washington in Ogden. Try it. Owens Custom Color Lab.
Arlene, I need to get this module packed up and shipped out this morning.
Don't count on it, sir.
We'll get Critchlow at the front desk on it.
He's busy packing the other 4 modules for shipping.
We'll get someone from sales then. Kern, get Kern.
She went out to buy more packing tape for Critchlow.
Then take one of the guys off of production to do it. What about Harris?
He's still trying to repack the carton that broke open after Critchlow packed it.
You know how to do it. The packager can show you how to pack it. Come see the packager.
Well, where's Fenderman then?
He's still trying to get out of the last box Critchlow sealed up.
Weber State University football on AM 1430 KLO.
Idaho to kick it off again. And the high kickoff on the far side will be taken by Carter at the 5, at the 10, to the 15, to the middle of the 20, follows the blocker to the 26. Less than a minute to play in the half. The last two possessions for Weber State have been fumbled and run into the end zone for Vandal touchdowns. One fumble by Brian Martin. Barry Mitchell wrote it in 22 yards to score. And then Von Robinson fumbles. And Duke Garrett rumbles 8 yards for the score. 51-8. And Dave, this one you just want to shorten your losses a bit. You do not want this game to get into the 70s or 80s and be totally embarrassing. It is embarrassing right now at 51-8.
I bet money that they don't score 100.
Ooh. Here's another handoff. Robinson hit and loses yardage to the 21.
Well, this is an Idaho team that's not letting up. It's obviously Weber State is going to run this clock out and get into the halftime. Maybe they'll, you know, I don't know. Maybe they'll call the time and petition to have the game canceled at halftime. It's just things are just not going well at all. I mean, that's an understatement of the world. But how do you figure? Your quarterback drops back to pass and fumbles and they bounces into a defender's hands and he runs in the score. The next series, the same thing happens with your running back. It's just, you know, how do you figure?
Nightmare. Here's a pass. Patrick McNerney catches it on the far flat and runs out of bounds the 29-yard line. A gain of 4 yards. Well, make it a gain of 8 because they lost 4 on the first down carry. It'll be third down and 6 for the Wildcats at their own 29 with 19 seconds to go in the half. Well, Weber State will have to regroup it a bit and play with a little bit of pride in the second half. That's the only thing that the Wildcats are going to have to look forward to, is to regroup, and the seniors on this team are going to have to play as hard as they can, knowing this is their final game and knowing that they aren't going to win this one. Third down and 5. And play action, Martin throws it into the near flat. It's caught and then dropped by Terrence Salione, incomplete. That will stop the clock with 14 seconds to go in the half. And the Wildcats will have to punt it away on fourth down.
I'm not sure what was going on in that last series. They ran the ball on first and 10 as to run the clock out with about 50 seconds left. And I thought that's what they were going to do. And then all of a sudden they throw the ball to McNerney. And then they throw the ball again. So now they're going to have to punt the ball. And I wasn't sure whether I'm not sure if they're going to try and score or they were going to try and just run the clock out. And you know, nonetheless, it's a lot of soul searching to do at halftime.
Well, we just have another updated score in Cheney. Eastern Washington has taken the lead 13-9 over Boise State. Boy, the top teams in the Big Sky having trouble except for the Vandals. Kick will be taken by Kyle Gary at the 25-yard line after the punt by Gunderson, and he will be immediately tackled there with 1 second to go here in the first half. And again, the crowd reacts to the score that's being announced from Eastern. Well, that is going to be the end of the half. They will not run a play. They will run the clock out, and it will allow the Wildcats to get in the locker room and regroup. It might be as bad a half as the Wildcats have ever had in the history of the team. It has been everything going the way of the Vandals. Nothing has gone the way of the Cats, and it shows in the scoreboard. We'll be back to recap the first half after this. Idaho 51, Weber State 8 on 1430 KLO.
Smith & Edwards is a place to go. Once you've been there, then you'll know. We've got everything you want, if we can find it. A large selection from A to Z.
Clothes, boots, plumbing, automotive, housewares, guns, and sporting goods. We can't list it all, but you really should stop at
Smith & Edwards, so plus, plus, plus good service, plus good selection, plus helpful people that know their business, plus brand new, plus off the rack. Price prime, so you'll come back. Smith & Edwards, country boy store. Smith & Edwards, so it's more.
In the Algebra 1, I was getting like D's and F's. Like I was the only one that didn't know what I was doing.
This is Sandy Duncan with a Sylvan success story every parent should
hear. Lots of snow. We'll talk about that here in a second. Halftime of the game you're listening to this afternoon here on 1430 KLO. And-